Marlene Slatch.
I'm Juliana Baruso.
I'm Cameron Baldenabro.
And today we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day during what seems like an endless pandemic. So, starting off, let's talk about relationships. I know many long-distance relationships that now people haven't seen each other over a year, and it just seems like kind of the worst-case scenario.
I think obviously it's just hard to date people like when you're in this, because yeah, like you were saying, they don't see each other for a really long time, you know, and then it gets like really hard, you know. But people have obviously found ways to make it work. Like, I know a lot of people who just like will FaceTime every night, or like will make sure they like text each other every day, you know. Like, it's just about kind of adapting.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, I mean, I feel like FaceTime can also only do so much, because when you're like physically present with someone, I feel like there's like different emotions that you feel physically present versus when you're interacting virtually. But I mean, it's cool that some of the relationships I know have lasted so long.
Yeah, I also know that there are some long distance relationships that have happened during quarantine that still haven't like actually met each other. Like, they still are just FaceTiming and they're still just texting, but they seem more in a relationship than I know people that live in the same city are.
That seems so cool, though, like, never meeting someone.
Right?
Dating them.
Yeah. I've actually seen that, too, like, where people just will date people online. And, like, it's kind of fun, but, like, I'd be too scared because I don't know. I feel like there's that whole thing with, like, catfishing and stuff. And, like, you don't even know this person. Like, they could be, like, 2 inches That's tall. True. And you wouldn't even know.
Actually, stalk where you live. Wait. But,
yeah.
I mean, overall, it seems like it seems half and half. A lot of the relationships are doing good, while some of them ended very quickly, like in March and May when the quarantine first started.
Yeah, I actually know like a relationship that literally started like March 14th, which I think was the day like we went into quarantine, and honestly they're still doing pretty good. Like, for the first 3 months I know they couldn't see each other, but eventually their parents were like, okay, like, it's fine, like, get tested and then you can see each other. And that's also a thing that's happening with a lot of relationships, is that now they're like kind of letting them see each other more, which honestly couldn't necessarily is a good or a bad thing, because obviously it's good because like they get to see this person that they've missed so long. But you know, COVID is still a thing, like, and cases are rising every single day, so it's kind of like a give and take.
Yeah, so now that we are on the topic of meeting each other, Valentine's Day and going out, I feel like people need to be aware of the situation and try to avoid like public places, try to eat less in a restaurant, and maybe do like a picnic inside. That's a cute idea.
Yeah, but I also feel like since it's Valentine's Day, those that are like in relationships tend to do really big things and tend to go out a lot and tend to do like crazy things. So even if they do tone it down, I feel like it still might be a little too much since we are still in COVID and still have to stay at home and still have to be cautious of other people. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes couples only realize like it's not just the two of them and we're in their world. There's still other people around them that they have to be cautious about.
Yeah, definitely. Like, the thing is, like, they can just get lost in their, like, kind of relationship world, and they won't consider, like, how it's affecting other people. And then, like, they'll see, like, their boyfriend, and then they'll go and hang out with their friends, you know? And then their boyfriend will go and hang out with his friends. Like, it's obviously, it can set off, like, a chain reaction, and then they go out to, like, a restaurant or something, and there's, like, I don't know, like, 50 other people in this restaurant, like, what are they supposed to do, you know?
It's like, one, it's just one person that needs to get infected to pass it on. So it should be like, couples should be mindful of the people with them and about their own safety, because it's not just about them anymore. Like, this pandemic is affecting everyone. And so now making plans, they need to be more cautious, obviously, and maybe avoid places that are really public, like parks. I guess parks could be, it just depends on what kind of park you're going to, but avoiding restaurants, places like town square where not a lot of people wear masks, or like the strip and stuff.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people use the like, oh, like, you don't have to wear a mask in, like, an open field excuse, like, a lot. Because, you can still get it even if you're outside, like.
I also feel that, on the other hand, everyone who's single is, like, planning on throwing a party or hanging out with their friends, which just is gonna be, like, worse on top of the fact of, like, couples going out and then people having other people over. And, like, not to stereotype Vegas, but everyone in Vegas, when they throw a party, like, they invite a lot of people, which is really bad for COVID. Because, like you said, just one person needs to get it, and then it's just a chain reaction.
Yeah, I also think, like, we kind of, like, watch the spikes for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because, you know, a lot of us don't have control over whether or not we, like, travel to go see family. But, like, spikes on, like, Valentine's Day and, like, Super Bowl Sunday, like, those we can fully control, because those we are literally, like, involved in, you know? Christmas and Thanksgiving are, like, family holidays, so it's, like, kind of their decision. But, like, for Valentine's Day, if we have, like, a significant other, you know, we want to go see them. So, like, obviously, we can, like, cause a super spread, kind basically, without even knowing it.
And also another thing, I feel like in school we have so much pressure to like have a Valentine's, because, you know, guys be bringing in big teddy bears to school with like a chocolate heart or something like that. But with the pandemic, I feel like that tension has kind of decreased, and, you know, I'm single and it's all fine because we're gonna be staying at home anyway. So
yeah, and obviously, like, there's a thing you said, like, with the pressure, like, I feel like so many people are like, oh, like, you should, like, get it in a relationship. Like, why aren't you in a relationship? Like, all this stuff. Like, it actually doesn't matter. Like, we're also, like, literally in a pandemic. And, like, I don't want to put myself more in danger by going and seeing this person that I haven't seen in probably nearly a year now. Because we started quarantine in, like, March. So, yeah, obviously there's that aspect.
And then with freshmen, I feel like freshmen aren't gonna be able to really know each other that well, because, you know, every relationship kind of starts in freshman year. You know who you like, you know who you don't like, and now that quarantine kind of just cut out their freshman year, they're gonna have a harder time, but we'll see.
Yeah, plus then, like, sophomore year, they're gonna, like, think they're older and, like, more mature. I'm kidding, I don't mean to hate on freshmen, but, like, it's just gonna be different because of the, like, kind of dynamic, because since they barely saw each other this year, if we do go back to in-person for next year, it's gonna be, like, a whole new school, like, again, you know?
And I feel like going into high school, one of the most, like, glorified things is that, like, this is the age when you get in a relationship. And this is the age when you start independently, like, hanging out with people, and you can really start to be, like, committed to someone. But then, like, reality hits, and you're like, oh, well, sometimes I just don't want to be with someone. Or sometimes it's just, like, there's no one that piques my interest, but it's almost like you feel like you have to have a crush on someone, or you have to like someone. But in reality, you're kind of just, like, okay being by yourself, or like just with like a couple of friends, which can also be like safer, because like if you hang out with like one friend like every like 2 or 3 months because you quarantine, it's okay. Whereas like when you're in a relationship, you feel the constant need to hang out with them, or a constant feel to be with them, which can be putting others at risk.
Plus, there's also the added aspect of, like, balancing a successful relationship with school. And if you have any extracurriculars, or work, you know? Because that's also a big aspect of it. Like, a large part of people choosing not to be in a relationship is because they want to focus on school and focus on their grades. And someone, like, being there could, like, honestly distract them and could, like, take all their attention, and they only want to spend time with this person, and then what happens to every other aspect of their life?
Yeah, my friends are always, you know, trying to become better at school, just get their GPA up, always taking the hard classes, and I've seen so many relationships fall out because it's hard to get out time for another person and your friends and then your family. It's just too much pressure, and it's way too glorified in like teen movies. So
yeah, I mean,
that's the, like, downside.
Yeah, like, we all saw those, like, teen movies, like, you know, rom-coms, and we're like, wow, that's so cute, like, I want to do that. But I mean, in reality, it's not like the movies, you know? Like,
so to wrap it all up, today we talked about relationships during a global pandemic and the risks that come with it, as well as the over-glorified view of romance in your teen years. I'm Girlene Swatch.
I'm Juliana Barroso.
I'm Cameron Baldenabro.
And have a safe Valentine's Day.